Hello and welcome to another edition of Coach's Corner, powered by ComOne. I'm your host, Matt Shear. This week we will hear from three Humboldt Wildcats coaches, including Humboldt head girls soccer coach Rod Mooney, Humboldt head baseball coach Jason Thurm, and Humboldt head softball coach Sheridan Zika. The Humboldt girls soccer team fell 7-0 at Kemper Catholic in Carroll on Tuesday in the Class 1A Region 5 semifinal round. I caught up with Mooney post-match on Tuesday to discuss the loss and the season.
These girls have a lot to be proud of this year. I think ending the season with the school record and victories is not something to be taken lightly. It'll take a good team to break that record, and it took a good team to get that record. I thought they did a nice job of being good teammates and good people all year long. Games like this kind of test you physically, mentally, and I thought our kids continued to play hard all the way through the game, keep their heads about them, keep themselves from losing sight of what we're trying to accomplish and playing hard the whole time. And Carroll Kemper's a good team. They pass the ball really well, and they created a lot of problems for us defensively. I thought our kids did a pretty good job most of the night, actually, of getting caught up to kids and marking them and trying to make goals hard. But, you know, they moved the ball well enough that they were able to slide in underneath us a few times.
So, Coach, you know, after a tough loss like this, on such a fantastic season, school record for victories this year, what was the message to the team post-match?
It starts with the senior group. When I talk about, you know, our team's character, it comes from them. You know, I think it comes from them, and it comes from the seniors before them, and then the seniors before them, and they've led by example all year long and have been awesome leaders, both by how they played and how they acted. And that's the first and most obvious thing we talked about. And then the second thing is that everybody else has to learn from those seniors and continue what we're trying to build. I think the program's going in the right direction right now, and we've got, you know, a lot of kids in place that can really do some good things next year, so we just need to continue making the progress that we're making.
Well, Coach, the seniors, an integral part to this team, the senior back line that we saw defensively, how valuable is that group, and how much are they going to be missed going into next year?
I don't know that we played, you know, more than a half an hour this season without Gracie on the field, and I don't think we played more than a half an hour without EC on the field as well. Clearly, those two we're going to miss a lot, but Ronza and Mia and Gwenny and Emmy are all really good kids and did their own part at times. And so it's that whole group, and they're just continuing the lessons that the seniors that have been out here on the pitch with us these last few years have taught them.
As the season comes to a close, 11-4-3, second place finish in the NCC in back-to-back years, how would you characterize this 2026 season, albeit a tough end to it?
It was a good season for these guys, and it was a good season where we had to compete and play against some really good teams and competed hard and competed the right way, and they showed their toughness over and over again. They showed their mental toughness over and over again, and, you know, played through 1,000 injuries, it seems like. It was very rare when it felt like we had our whole starting 11 out on the field at the same time. And so, despite all that, they came together and they continued to do night in and night out what we wanted them to do. And the kids on the bench that came off the bench or that were halftime starters or that were all the time bench players who came in and did the right thing all the time, like, that kind of character is what allows a team to coalesce around each other and become a really good team instead of just an average okay team. And I thought this team was a lot closer to a really good team than an average team.
Well, as this season wraps up and you look forward to the next group in 2027, what are the thoughts of where this girls' soccer program's headed for next year?
Well, we need to continue to get better offensively, and that means we need to get touches on the ball, and we need to continue to figure out how to be better offensively. And we know we have some major holes that we have to fill on defense and you know, in the midfield. And so there's pieces to put together again, as there always is, but there's plenty of good pieces to start with. Kaylee had a really nice year and was a freshman, and a lot of those freshmen had really good years, but Kaylee had kind of a special season this year in terms of points and goals scored, and so that's a pretty good place to start. And so if we can start there and keep building forward and try to keep the same defensive mentality that we've had the last few years, that's a good combination, I think.
Well, Coach, thank you for taking some time with us. Congratulations on a fantastic season. We look forward to seeing this team back out there in 2027.
Thanks, man. I appreciate your coverage all year.
The Humboldt baseball team went 3-1 this week to improve to 9-2 this season after a North Central Conference doubleheader sweep over Hampton-Dumont Cal on Monday and a non-conference doubleheader split with Sioux City West and Sioux City East on Friday. I sat down with Thurm to discuss the week, starting with the home doubleheader sweep against Hampton-Dumont Cal.
Good start to our week. Hampton, they're a tough team. They're a pesky team. They play hard. I thought their pitchers did a nice job. They had 3-4 kids that they threw at us and felt like each of them had live arms and brought a little bit of different things with it. But that first game, our offense, kids are really swinging the bats well, putting some strong at-bats together. And we pretty much were at them all night long in that first game with it. And second game, we got off to a little bit of a rough start there, just from a defensive standpoint as far as pitch count got up there early and we gave up a few freebies there, but I felt like our kids second time through the order did a nice job with adjustments. We had a little trouble with catching up to the kids' fastball. Just came in belt high and missed that four seam run on it, and they just had a little trouble matching up with it. But the second time through the order, I thought we made some good adjustments and were able to get on time. And the last four innings, I thought our offense was really clicking again, and so that was good to see. It was a little tolling on our pitching staff. He got to one inning out of Valley and he was battling some arm issues, so we went to the bullpen with Jackson, and Jackson did a super job because that definitely was off script. You know, we wanted to get that first one, so we got him out there, and I thought he did a nice job once he settled in. Didn't have the traditional warm-up that he would have if he was starting, but he settled in and did a super job, and we were able to get that first one, and even in that second one, I thought Grant Goodell just did a phenomenal job, finished up strong. And he's really been a huge addition to our pitching staff this year and has thrown some big innings for us, so that was good to see too.
Friday's slate of games, you had a doubleheader, Sioux City East, Sioux City West, had the 12-1 win against Sioux City West and then the 17-4 loss against Sioux City East. Just thoughts from the doubleheader down to Harlan Rogers on Friday.
It was good for us, playing a couple 4A schools against Sioux City West that just really swung the bats well, playing in that big field at Iowa Central, and we were just peppering that green monster out there just right from the get-go. Boys went out and just, once again, just swinging the bats extremely well, great at-bats, getting good pitches. We were really aggressive. I think we put up 5 runs in the first inning, and their kid had only had 19 pitches, and he wasn't walking kids. We were just hitting the ball all over the yard there. So that was good to see. Jackson Kirkhoff did a super job on the mound. He came up big. I talked about earlier just our pitching staff being a little bit extended, and he went out and threw a complete game for us. So he just looked really good. So that'll be good for us, good for him moving forward with that. And once again, defensively, just clean. And we've really been fielding the ball well, just solid defensively, all areas. The outfield's been outstanding. They're just going and getting everything, getting great jumps on balls, field, catching everything and throwing everything. And Jackson and Caden Ferdin are doing a super job behind the plate for us. And once again, in that first game, the defense was clean. Second game, going against Sioux City East, probably one of the best teams in the state, and they're ranked number 2 in 4A. And we played them last year. The score doesn't really indicate it, but it's been, you know, I thought we went toe-to-toe with them last year, and we came out ready to go again this year. And we didn't get off to the best start. We gave up a 5 spot in the first inning, but we came back in the second and answered with 4 of our own. And I know I've been saying this, but we look really good at the plate. We were competitive in this one, and this was just one of those things where end of the week, and pitching staff ran a little thin there, and we threw some kids to the wolves. We've been battling injury. You know, we had the doubleheader early in the week, so that eliminates a few guys with that. And then with the conference doubleheader coming up on Monday, you can't use certain guys. But battling injuries too, we got guys that have some sore arms, and we got a little extended in our pitching staff. And we tried to go at them with 2 sophomores and 2 freshmen, and 3 out of the 4 were making their varsity debuts. So it wasn't an ideal situation there. We pretty much threw those kids to the wolves, but I thought they went out and competed and gave their best, and it was great experience for them, even though the outcome wasn't what we wanted it to be. But I think if we're at our best, if we put our best team out there, this is a team that we could compete with, so I thought that was a positive too. But all in all, you know, a good week for us, and you know, we're just trying to get healthy right now. We're battling a lot of arm issues, and if we can get our pitching staff squared away, I feel like you know, we got some potential where we can make some noise here coming up in July.
And then, Coach, lastly, you got a doubleheader coming up on Monday at Iowa Falls. Just thoughts going into that matchup for your team.
Iowa Falls is a little bit of a mystery. I identified them early on as a team that I thought that was going to make some noise and surprise some people in the conference. They have some tremendous arms, and just looking at things early on in the conference play, that they haven't been able to put things together with it, but I did see that they had a win over Nevada, who was undefeated. I do know that they have some good young players. They got some good young arms, and we're going to have to be ready to go at our best to be competitive over there. And weekend will be good for us. We get to get a little bit of a break, but we'll be ready to go on Monday in Iowa Falls, and we're excited to be back in conference again.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you taking the time and wish you best of luck coming up Monday at Iowa Falls.
Thank you, Matt.
The Humboldt softball team is off to a 2-5 start this season after the week began with a 10-0 win at Webster City on Monday. The Wildcats fell in three consecutive games to end the week with an 11-3 loss to Charles City, a 9-0 shutout loss to Algona, and a 12-6 loss at Clear Lake. I caught up with Zika post-game on Friday to discuss the loss to the Lions to conclude the week.
I think the girls showed up tonight. I mean, you take away one inning and the score is 6-6, and I believe we're still playing. We did a really good job tonight. We fundamentally really honed in. Clear Lake's a good hitting team. They hit the ball and they hit it hard, and they hit it where we weren't tonight.
After the six-run spot there, what was the message of the team trying to claw their way back here after the early six spot to the Lions?
We were just going to make sure that we weren't getting run ruled again for the third day in a row, and we knew that we had to fight, and we knew that it would take every single one of us, and my mindset was once we get runners on, we're going to score them, so we had to pull out some small ball, and luckily we were able to execute. Kaylee Vinson had a great night. Gracie Lyon reached base, too. We made them make plays, and they executed, but we absolutely answered back tonight. We had them on their toes for a while.
Kaylee Vinson, speaking of it, three RBIs out of the nine spot. Just seeing her performance, getting the bunts down, and being able to execute in those situations.
Kaylee's in that nine spot for a reason. I knew that she could get her bunts down, and she is crazy fast, but she also knows how to handle the bat, so she's absolutely a danger there. When we get her on base and then the top of our lineup comes around and we move each other around, we've got a lot of speed on the base paths, and when we can take advantage of that, we're pretty killer. Kaylee played lights out.
What was the message post-game with the loss to end the week?
We just talked about, you know, you take away that one inning. We gave them their flowers. They were a great hitting team, and they hit the ball hard, and they hit it well. But we made sure that we highlighted on the things that we did well. That's a great pitcher that they had on the mound, and we only struck out twice. That's something to be proud of. We made them play softball, and we don't get a chance if we just are weak in the box. We really, really adjusted after the couple of games we've had, and I'm proud of the way they played tonight.
Upcoming for this group as you move into next week.
Next week, we've got, I think, 7 games in 5 days. It's going to be a long week, but I think that we're going to take this energy. The girls are excited. We're going to take this energy into next week and know that we can play with the top competition and we can be the next top competition, and we're just ready to roll. We're ready to turn the tables on some people and show them what we've really got.
At Iowa Falls Holden on Monday, just thoughts going into conference play there on the road?
I think we have to get on the road and we have to get another conference win under our belt. We know that we are a great hitting team and we're a great fielding team, and when we put those two things together, we're pretty dangerous. And as long as we can do both of those things on Monday, I think it'll start the week on the right tone.
Well, Coach, appreciate you taking the time to join us, and we wish you best of luck coming up on Monday at Iowa Falls.
Thank you. Thanks. Go Cats.
With that, we will conclude this week's edition of Coach's Corner, powered by Com1. I'm your host, Matt Shear. Tune in next week for another edition of Coach's Corner.